Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Congratulations. A lot of situational football work this week. Got paid off. It was a great job of coming through in the fourth quarter, all the way through, 60 minutes. Wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
It was better than what they had, and that's what really mattered.
I don't have any more. I don't know.
You know what I think we're ready for?
Dancing. Bikinis. Partying.
No.
You guys ready for the first Gronk Beach party ever?
We're going to be working on Dallas.
It's Gronk Beach, the big party! Oh, let's go crazy!
Think we're ready for Victory Monday.
Yeah! What are we doing?
Why hasn't the offense been able to find any rhythm or stride 10 games in?
Offensively, I've said we got to take advantage when we get opportunities in short fields, and we had a few of those yesterday and really didn't, and those are the ones that probably frustrate me the most.
Right now.
Anybody see my friend Antonio Brown?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Everything's coming around again where it should have been. Antonio Brown, he did it today. He goes on social media, Mr. Kraft. Mr. Kraft. Not Robert. Oh. Yep. Not Bob.
Yep.
Not Kraft. Not
nope.
Crafty.
Not
nope,
Bobby.
Nope. Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely to you and your organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and the drama. Thank you sincerely, AB. Now, we've read a lot of social media posts by Antonio Brown. Does anybody really believe that he actually wrote that one?
Oh, I think that one's pretty easy. That one was easy.
No, it isn't.
You don't think he wrote
everything
that?
Everything is spelled properly.
I think he wrote that one.
Proper
punctuation?
No, punctuation is proper. He's got it all down
great
there.
Great photo.
Now, yeah. Somebody.
I think he focused.
No, somebody got to him.
Yeah, I think he focused.
And so, no, he focused my ass.
I think he took his pills.
No.
I would now say, somebody. After reading that, I would say that I believe that he'll be on this team in 2 weeks, getting ready for Houston.
And what's wrong with
are
that?
Are we good?
I'm good.
Are we? I mean,
I'm good with that.
It's you're the NFL.
I never wanted
this
him
is
out of
unprecedented.
Here.
Okay, there's been guys that have been out of this league. Whether it's Kaepernick, who by the way lost a starting job, and people wonder if he can play, or maybe he's just a backup. There was Ray Rice. Everybody said, you know what? He's just not the same running back. You have the best wide receiver in football, who's been a free agent. You know, and no one signed him for 9 weeks. We're going on 10 weeks. 10 weeks. Like hell, if you're the league, you sit there and say, okay, I think we're good. I mean, you know, you're suspending guys for 6 weeks, for 8 weeks, for 10 weeks, whatever it is, 4 weeks. This guy's been out of the game for 10 weeks. I mean, is it to the point where, okay, I mean, we suspended him for 10 weeks effectively. Now it's time for him to go back and play in the NFL. You know what? I'm not going to put him on the exempt list because he just lost 10 weeks of football. So whoever wants to sign him, go ahead. And this apology to me, I'd like to think that he was pushed by some people down in Gillette. Maybe Tom, maybe Bill. Just throw this out there publicly. I'll work my end. You do your job. I'll do my job. And let's see if we can get this thing
well,
back
I will
together.
Say, okay, so if you really want to play this game, then this one apology to Kraft, that's half the battle.
Okay.
The other one is the girl that he mocked and shamed and was talking about her not having any money.
Okay.
And,
next,
you know, blaming
next.
Her kids. That to me is next. If you really think there's a possibility,
yep.
Because if that doesn't happen, you're living in imagination land.
The
and right now, there's two people who live in imagination land. Actually, probably a million. Because the same people who live in the Gronk imagination land are the same people who live in the Antonio Brown. this song just keeps going.
What's the matter? Why are you having problems?
It is. Because I'll say there's so many different levels to this. Where I just don't think Kraft can do it. I don't think he can allow himself, even with some lame Instagram apology. That's a public apology. He needs to find a way to get you to let, go to his house, not wait outside his door, and beg and plead on your knees for him to forgive you.
Suppose it's already happened. Suppose this is just doing it to the public now. That he's already...
Imagination.
Maybe it's already happened. And this is just the public expression to get it out there. Something's
the public expression. This, let's get the temperature of the room, that whole thing.
Yes.
Did Robert Kraft want a public apology from Logan Mankins?
He did, and Mankins wouldn't give it to him.
Hmm. But we got one here.
We did.
Hmm. I think he's changed.
No. Oh, my God, there it is.
Hold on. Hey, where's the guy that does the drug testing here at Intercom?
No, that's never happened.
I think it's been 5 hours since he sent this tweet out. There has been no, you know, like we said before, you know, you might give it a few hours, and if there's no response, this might turn into F you, Mr. Kraft, you know, I apologized and you didn't even call me back. I don't know, maybe that's coming, but no, I like to think, okay, it's time.
No, that's it, Lou, but that's coming, you know.
He met with the NFL.
Okay.
And maybe there was word like, okay, listen, kept you out of the league for eight weeks. Now we're going on 9. Next week it'll be 10. We didn't hear any stories of that one. Like we did the deposition, which was an absolute train wreck clown show, right?
Yep.
So my
said he
guess
was good.
Is,
said he was well behaved.
Yeah,
in
my
this
guess
one.
Is that went pretty good.
They found nothing. They probably came on.
Here comes the apology. Hey, you got to pay me anyway. What are we doing?
He was probably schooled well in this one by
his
lawyers. No, by his lawyers. Nope.
And they put him downstairs in the basement.
And he probably sat there and he said, and they agreed with him. Maybe you're being set up here.
I think they actually. I don't think he can play because they cut his thumbs off.
Why
so he can't text anymore?
Come on, this guy. First of all, we know that this guy is selfish.
Mending fences.
No. This guy is selfish. This guy has a. This guy has a history of only caring about himself. So do we really believe he cares about the feelings of Robert Kraft and that he hurt Robert Kraft? No. He has been told by somebody, you know what? I think the thing with the NFL went well. There's an opportunity here. The door is slightly ajar.
Gronk's not
it's
coming
open.
Back.
Exactly. Gronk's
he's
not coming back.
He's throwing a beach party.
You
bingo
go.
Party.
You might be in AB. And so they're working it in, and he's convinced now that if he goes back and he apologizes to Kraft and he does all of this stuff, he's going to be in. And I'll tell you what you'll find out. A week from now, you're either going to hear more about this and there's going to be an opportunity, or he's going to go out and say, what the hell did I apologize to Kraft for? I got nothing
out
of it.
I gave him 2 hours before he loses his mind.
Because he's perfect. Selfish and he doesn't care. He's not repenting. He's not sitting here feeling bad.
I want this country, sports fans, NFL fans, to lose their ever-loving mind.
Yeah, that's been good.
Because,
and they
let's
would.
Face
it's
it.
A good story.
If
I like
Odell,
this.
I mean, Odell, Jesus, ooh, sorry, Odell.
Wow.
If Antonio Brown comes back to the league, if he comes back to the Patriots, you know what it'll be, right? It'll be disgust.
They're disgusting. They're cheaters, and they also
put an asterisk next to it.
Yeah,
right?
Like bad
they
people.
They know they can't beat Baltimore. So they
to,
poor Tommy boy was whining, and then Robert Kraft, and they'll bring up Florida all over. It'll be an absolute... mess. It'll be awesome.
Be king of human trafficking, man.
It'll be awesome. However, if he signs with Baltimore, it'll be a great story.
Oh, jeez. Not going to work in Baltimore.
It'll be a great story. Oh, I can't wait to watch Lamar with him. Oh, my God, this is so great. Oh, they'll beat Patriots. Got no chance now. It'll be a positive story about redemption.
No. And I think that's possible. You keep pointing to Baltimore because they're the biggest threat right now. But I would say other teams that are kind of right on the fringe and are good but could need a little help. Houston, Indianapolis, Tennessee, those three teams alone are teams that Kansas City, I mean, Tyreek Hill got hurt again. Their backs are dealing with some stuff. They weren't nearly as explosive when Tyreek Hill got out of the game last night against the Chargers. So there's lots of landing spots. So this whole fictitious penalty, the suspension that Antonio Brown has been on, he's never been suspended, but it's almost like he has. Because the league,
they can justify
they have scared all these other teams away. If they remove that and say, listen, it's safe to go back in the water again, Antonio Brown is waiting for you, I think a ton of teams, because this is the time, 6 weeks left, 6 games left, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the time where you say you make a Marcus Peters-type trade, but it would be just that you're just signing him, like the Baltimore Ravens did.
So we're hearing a lot of Patriot fans who just 10 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, whatever it was, felt a little bit different about all of this, and they were happy to see him go, and he's not ours, get him out of here, bad guy or whatever. Now suddenly, when they have read this, and the little apology from AB to Robert Kraft, and they look at the offense, and they say, oh my God, the only thing that's going to prevent the New England Patriots from winning the Super Bowl this year is an anemic offense. They're not good enough on the offensive side of the ball, even with Tommy Boy. That is got people now thinking, wait a minute, let's bring AB back. But I throw this other one for Patriot fans. Suppose these guys are right. Suppose Baltimore.
Houston,
Kansas City decides they're going to sign him, and it's the difference of the Patriots winning and losing. You lose because Antonio Brown has a great game for that other
team.
Yeah,
but we'll lose with dignity.
No, we're not losing with dignity.
We're losing with our pride intact. We didn't cut no corners, Lou.
There's no Patriots, such thing.
We do things the right way.
We
put a poll up a couple hours ago, about 2,300 votes. Now that AB has sincerely apologized to Robert Kraft, what should the Patriots do?
I love that.
75% say bring him back.
Yeah.
Okay, but again,
it's all flipped.
This was inspired by an earlier poll that we did. Hey, man, I don't know, correct me. This was in September, right? And the poll was, should they release him? And I think it was 68% said release him.
It's just flipped.
Was it 68%? It was 68%. So the same, similar poll.
Same people
one
flipped.
Was, just say exactly.
They just flipped.
It's the same people.
Flipping
just needed a stiff wind of an apology.
You know why?
There, that sheet right there, Glenn.
Yeah.
Who liked that apology? Who of the Patriots liked the apology?
All of the stuff.
Yeah, right there. All of them.
Tom Brady loved it. Okay. Philip Dorsett loved it. Brandon Bolden loved it. Julian Edelman.
Oh.
Of course, because Tom loved it.
Oh,
so
yeah. Tom, what are you going to do?
Stephon
Gilmore. Are you going to like it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I won't like it too quick because it'll act like I'm doing it because you're doing it. I'll do it an hour later.
Well, he did it 2 minutes later. And Stephon Gilmore. He liked it.
All stars, all impact players,
and
all
I don't,
leaders on
I don't
the team.
Have Belichick's Instagram account. We could check. Maybe he liked it.
He has a burner
too.
Account.
Yeah, we did.
I know, you guys, it's not
you know
really.
Why, though? You know why it flipped? Too many people are listening to you.
BB, what?
They
say
don't
what?
Need them.
They don't.
Well, they got Sanu. Now what?
That was the dumbest thing you've ever said on this show.
They got Sanu.
So, two people.
Need somebody.
Two people are going to be right in this whole thing.
Kraft, me and me.
No, Kraft and myself. It's not worth it. Get rid of him. I said, he's not worth it. You can win it. Hold on. I didn't say you can win it. You could go to the Super Bowl without him. You can go to the Super Bowl. Did I say that?
Yes.
You don't want to see Glenn. He wants to shift it.
No,
he wants
didn't.
To change it. He knows I'm going to be right. That's why I do. And then it's just
you
the
said
way it
they
is.
They don't need him.
They don't need him.
They need
can go
body.
To the
football
Super Bowl without him.
We know well, they got Sanu, and it ain't making a damn difference.
No, I said he wasn't worth it. He's not worth it. He was a pain in the ass.
Yes,
you guys are
so
wanting to just suck it up and deal with it.
So let me ask you this there. Let me ask you this.
He's good.
I mean, he is the best.
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, you guys are so you guys are both love potion number 84.
So let me ask you this, because Lou's already on the record as saying he would bring AB back. I'm on the record as saying I would bring AB back. I didn't want him to go. I think they overreacted at the time with that text. You tell me, would you bring AB back?
No. It's a ruse. Is that what you call it? A ruse? A ruse?
It's a matter.
Whatever.
It's,
whatever you call it.
You bring him back.
It's a setup.
It's similar to what they have on The Bachelor.
It's
the rose.
It's a bait and switch. It's a red herring. All he's doing, you know that scene from Finding Nemo where they have the angel fish? The little angel fish. They got the crazy fish with the little light.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, that little light is the apology. He dangles that little thing. Oh, here comes. Oh, my God.
Finding
Nemo.
Look
how pretty. And the next thing you know, the angel fish eats you with those big giant teeth of his.
Yeah.
Don't get sucked in. It's just a setup. You guys are just lambs.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you.
Yes,
don't
lambs.
Go to the light. It's a trap.
Go to the
light. It is a trap.
Robert, go to the light, Robert.
You guys are insane.
Robert, he's a change.
Go to the light. Go to the light, Robert.
Listen, Tom will change him. He's a change. You talk about predictions. I don't know what you're talking about, because when they released him, this is all I heard from you.
Really?
They're not going to the Super Bowl, Glenn. I told you. They're not. The Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. The only person going to Atlanta is me.
Oh, Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah, it's for the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. last year.
That was last year.
No. Wait, no, okay.
Super Bowl
no, Ryan, find the right one.
No, you know what I love?
Okay, Ryan, no.
That was the right one. That
both
was last
you.
Year.
That was not. Ryan, stop laughing.
But you said that, and then when they went to the
funny.
Super Bowl, you took credit and said, I told you they were going to the Super Bowl.
I said
because
I was.
Because you change every week.
Hold, shut up, you.
You every this week
is,
you change.
Wait, this is from September? Go ahead.
You think they're good enough they don't need Antonio Brown.
They don't.
So this
no.
is too much
it's
of a distraction.
Not worth it.
And it's not worth it. You would let him go.
I'm going to say it. They can win without him. Is that clear enough?
So let me ask you.
They can win, and they can win the Super Bowl
Damn it.
Without
they
him.
They could.
I thought I said they could just go to the Super Bowl.
No.
No, you said win.
Okay, well, so what?
Can you go win a Super Bowl without Antonio Brown?
Without Antonio Brown.
You said it. So this is
great. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
So we've actually on this airwaves. All right, at this station, we've had four separate polls on Antonio Brown.
Oh, jeez.
Four.
Really?
Let me give you the results.
Okay, wait, hold on. Are they all the same poll?
No, this is the first one.
Okay.
Do you want the Patriots to acquire Antonio Brown?
100%. Right?
When was that time? Do you know when that was taken?
When he was released.
Okay.
69% said no.
Right.
Okay. What do you think of the Patriots signing Antonio Brown? After 69% said they don't want anything to do with him, 84% loved it.
Oh my God.
Now,
this is insane.
When the Patriots released Antonio Brown, there was two options: good move or should have stuck with him. 68% said good move, should have released him. And now 75% believe that after the sincere apology that they should bring him back.
It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
It's fluid.
It's all fluid.
Isn't that so much to do their thesis on that? Like, honestly, the psychosis that is involved with the fans of the Patriots. They just whatever you say, boss.
It's a laundry.
It's
all about laundry. It is.
If it was all about laundry, why would they say no at first?
Name.
If it was all about laundry, they would have said yes from the beginning. But
because
they said no.
Hold on, because he's a bad guy. They felt he was a bad guy. That's the perception. And Mr. Kraft, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, said we're going to welcome him with open arms. Once they did, everybody changed and said, Belichick
they say
wants
it's a good
him.
Thing.
Kraft wants him. Brady's
a good thing.
He's moving in with Tom and Giselle, you know.
Oh, they released him.
Oh,
my God, he's a bad guy.
Do you know they have kids? They have kids. And he's moving in with Tom and Giselle. All right, let's get to the phone call. So here's Crazy Albert in Rhode Island.
Oh no. This
Crazy Albert
balls.
In Rhode Island. God.
Albert, okay, go ahead, buddy.
Get the button. Get the volume ready.
Got you 90 seconds. Go ahead. You're on the clock.
Go 90. Okay, good. Anything in here, you three rumble. You know, after hearing all the complaints about what the Patriots don't do well, the 9-1, they don't do this well, they don't do that well, and they really don't do much well, I don't think I've ever been proven to be smarter in my journey to prove to the people of New England that Tom Brady is the most quarterback of all the
is the most what you cut out I missed it the most what
just think about this just think about this
I didn't hold on Albert we didn't
I
hear
believe
you
I'll fill it in blank overrated go
you cut out
and a third of the football in my quest to prove that Tom Brady is overvalued way overvalued just think about this in the 9-1 in the third of the games this year you won all three of them other elements of the team have accounted for more touchdowns than Tom Brady.
Albert.
You actually have your wide receiver.
1 minute, 30 seconds left.
For more touchdowns.
Albert.
You have your... Oh, what? Go.
I think everybody will sit there and look at this year and say that, you're probably correct.
20 seconds
this
left.
Well, year.
Okay, how about last year? Okay, what about last year? Why, was he a factor last year? You're going to tell me he really meant something to the team last year?
Yes.
God.
What are you talking about?
He did. So you think he was a key factor in them winning the Super Bowl last year?
Yes.
Oh my God! You should be shot. I mean, how can you say
you should be
like
shot?
That?
You, oh my God! You got
listen. I know it was a defensive effort,
oh my
but
God,
getting
such
there
an idiot.
To
Thank
the
you
Super
for listening.
Bowl, such some an offensive idiot. Games there
okay.
from Tom.
Guys,
great pass to Gronk late in that game. Was he great in the Super Bowl? No, he wasn't.
The mistake.
But I mean, to finally look back and say this team is winning by defense. Your quarterback even admits it. This is probably the first time in I don't know in the last how many years 13 years. Mm-hmm. Where you could actually say the defense is winning football games for this team. And this is the year that you come back? I already said if Garoppolo is the quarterback, they'd be 8-1.
Why are you getting extra
No, there might be if an average quarterback in this league is the quarterback for this team, they're probably still 8-1.
Lou, we should have been done
9-1.
We should have been done with the call when he said smart.
But that's a conversation for this
and
year.
And Albert and Rhode Island in the same sentence. That should have been it at that point. It's the same tired argument. Albert. Greatest to ever play the game. Greatest quarterback, greatest to ever play the game. Does he have bad games? Does he have off games? Yes, he does. But he's great. He's the best of all time. Enough said. I don't know where you're going with this. Do you think the more times you say it, you've been calling in and saying it for, I don't know, 15 to 20 years, do you think eventually people are going to listen to you or believe you? The evidence keeps on building up. It's worse than Max Kellerman. Evidence keeps on building up that the guy is great. And you keep on trying to find some... What am I wasting my time? I apologize. I never felt better about going to Steve in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
I never felt... I'm uncomfortable agreeing with Glenn that I didn't want to let Antonio Brown go either. I don't know what a bad guy has to do with somebody on the field. We're talking about as one of the best wide receivers in the history of the NFL. and I was at the game in Miami, they would have, they need this guy. What Antonio Brown has, the Patriots need. Antonio Brown has to take a page out of the tight end that went to jail. I can't think of his name. He went up and gave Bob Kraft a big hug and kiss.
Hernandez?
He went to jail.
He's dead. He's dead now. It's not jail anymore. He's in the big jail in the sky somewhere or somewhere down below.
I apologize for getting his name. He came up and hugged Bob Kraft on his big belly and gave him a nice kiss on the cheek. Bob Kraft said that. And that's how he was endeared to the guy. That's how he was endeared.
Well, you give everybody a chance,
just,
right?
Can we just, like, also, can we just admit that hold on, Steve, that this apology is less than sincere?
I don't know why he's even going to apologize.
I think it's sincere.
He said sincerely.
Oh, that's true.
That's all new age, politically correct.
There you go.
Tell him.
Sincerely is politically correct now?
Sincerely means I am sincere.
I'm telling you, I'm reading it here. Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely. He just doesn't apologize.
This maggot.
He apologizes sincerely. To you, not just to you, but the entire organization. You can't tell me that somebody's not telling him that there's a chance. There's a chance. He thinks there's a chance. The only reason he's doing this is there's a chance he's not
suddenly.
I mean, it's about damn time, though, isn't it?
What's damn time?
The guy hasn't played in like 8, 10 weeks. 9 weeks? Going on 10?
And why do you think that is? Do you think it's because he's not good or because the NFL held this cloud over his head of exempt list?
But isn't
that if anybody signed him, he would not be playing.
What you wanted if you're the league?
I agree.
Everybody gets suspended
for 6 games, dues.
For 8 games. Hell, for 10 games. And then they go back and play football if they're good. What we're seeing with this guy is unprecedented.
So this is what
he should be playing next week.
I listen. The limbo that he's in is twice as bad. He hasn't been charged. He hasn't been fined. He hasn't been suspended. Yet he's in a sense being blackballed. Would you say? I mean,
yes,
what's
yes.
the difference between him and Colin Kaepernick just as far as what they were blackballed for?
And everything.
And he's living the same life.
I'll admit, even though, like, you know, I've talked before, like, you know, I do think the rape charge changes the severity of it. But they are all allegations, and they're civil suits. So, they've kept him out of the game.
Huge, huge difference.
But they've kept him out of the game for now working on 9 weeks. Like, Jesus, after week two, if the league just said, listen, we're going to put you on exempt list. Maybe 8 weeks later, he'd be back in the league. Or they said, we're going to suspend you for 10 games. He'd be able to play in another week. It's like, what are they doing?
Well, see,
How long can you keep him out of the game?
That was my issue from the beginning. That's why I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm on Antonio Brown's side.
A lot of bad dudes get suspended and play again.
Yeah, well, the NFLPA needed to jump on board and force the issue. You guys can't have him just in limbo. Well, he's not employed. He's not suspended. But we all know what you're doing. You're just buying your time. You're just stalling on purpose so you don't have egg on your face, so you don't look stupid if you do allow him to come back. And every owner and every GM knows better than to sign him because he knows that the answers aren't out there yet. Because they hadn't even met with him yet. They met with him last week. So they probably have more information, and maybe Goodell feels better about it. And then, in a sense, the owners feel better about it. So the teams that need him desperately right now could, I guess, you know, gamble a little bit with him.
So this sincere apology today to Robert Kraft is not random. This is something, so he's hearing information that the hearing he had with the National Football League last Thursday went pretty well. He also is now hearing there's a possibility he could come back. So why doesn't he, because we know he's selfish, we know he only cares about himself, why isn't he out there on Instagram doing something to try to get the Baltimore Ravens interested, the Kansas City Chiefs interested, the Indianapolis Colts, the Houston Nope. He is going back to a place where he was there. He left, and on the way out, he went kicking and screaming and destroyed the reputation of Robert Kraft. So what does he do now? He apologizes sincerely to Kraft and the entire organization. He admits he wanted to be an asset. Instead, he's sorry for the bad media and the drama that he created. He's actually taking responsibility in this thing. Why? Because he thinks there's a chance New England will take him back. Why else would he do it, guys? He's not doing it because he's worried about the feelings of Robert Kraft. He's never shown any of this. If you look at his history, there's no history of him going back and reaching out and feeling bad for someone.
Again, I'll say this. Yeah. Okay, so I don't think the apology has anything to do with him coming back and playing with the Patriots. I think it has to do with other teams identifying him. Wow, he apologized to Kraft. That's a sign. Tennessee, Houston, Kansas City, you name it, Green Bay, any team that has Los Angeles, the Rams, San Francisco, you name it, any of these teams, that's a sign to them, not to the Krafts. I think this is probably more true than anything. He knows that he needs to send a message to the other 31 teams. And the message so he's basically, in a sense, using Kraft again. Look, I'm going to say how I apologize. I don't mean it, but I have to show some sort of contrition. I have to act like I'm sorry for my actions. So I'll make a public apology to Kraft.
Well, it's wrong being, that. Nobody's okay, questioning
for
the
being
act.
Rude and crude and acting out towards him. The other teams will see it and say, wow, okay, well, that's a good step. Well, now I know he did a good job in his interview with Goodell. I've heard through back channeling that he's not going to put him on the exempt list, so it's safe to go back in the water.
Do you think this maniac text Tom at all?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. And I think after Sunday's performance, it was simple. Harry, okay, AB better.
Yep.
Bring AB home, New England, where I'm supposed to be.
Blast me, you're a failure.
You know, I mean, I could just, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
Christian,
I think I nailed it. What do you think?
I think I nailed it. I do. Apologize.
I don't.
Gold star.
I don't. I think there's been communication. I really do. Bill's in a car. He's next up here on OMF. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hey, what about AB comes back? What about the ongoing, he's suing them for money, right?
Well, they haven't.
How does this all work itself out?
Well, it could work out if...
they're going to lose. They're going to pay him.
Yeah, but Kraft might look at it and say, you know what? We've got him for this year and next year under that old contract. Maybe we would address that. If we could redo that, then you don't have to worry about paying out $9 million or $10
million. Yeah, I mean,
you could put more incentives.
$9 million
yeah.
For not playing?
Hey, AB, you want to play? We're going to redo the deal, but we got to have language in there that it supplants the previous deal we had, so therefore you can't sue us for this, but we'll give it to you now based on all incentives. If you really want to play, we'll do it with incentives in which you'll get your $10 million. But you got to be a good guy. You can't go and text and do stupid, idiotic things like you're doing now.
Or does he keep going with the lawsuit and sign with another team and double dip?
All right, so how badly does he can't double? I don't think he's going to be able to double dip if he does that. Another team may, because a lot of times these contracts, if you go with another team, they subtract that money from you. Dave is in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. I don't know why you guys are always saying, maybe not always, but that the Patriots are not winning the Super Bowl this year. Or that I know their offense isn't what it used to be. I mean, you got guys dropping balls.
It's terrible.
Brady's off a little, but... I mean, we're still 9-1, bro. I mean, we find a way to win because we're a smart football team.
What's the matter with you, bro?
Okay.
Yeah, but Dave, you're okay.
Dave, what do you think about the offense?
Yeah.
I think their offense is hurting. I do.
Okay. You think that's going to be a problem?
I do.
What do you mean?
I do think it might be a problem.
You're 9-1, bro.
You know what? Everybody's talking. I know that. But I don't think it's going to be the problem that everybody thinks it is. I think we're going to lose to ourselves if we lose.
What does that mean?
Just like Baltimore did not beat us.
Yeah, they did. They killed you.
They beat us? No way.
They smoked you.
We lost by what, 4 or 5 points?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Lost by 17, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a lot. They kind of piled it on at the end.
And only because Ingram fumbled down 17-0.
Yeah,
it would have been an absolute.
What's his name fumbled too? Freaking
Edelman.
You know? Those plays are not Cyrus Jones all fumbled the time the punt. With our team.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
They destroyed you.
Hey, Dave, we've been doing this now for a long time, you know, where you talk about the Patriots during the season. And the Patriots most years have really good records. And we sit here and we talk about, because it's not about having a nice record, you know, because cute little teams are cute. But you want to win the whole championship at the end. So what we do is we sit here and say, okay, what's really good? And the defense is really good. I don't think you hear any of us bitching about the defense, right? None of us are bitching. Special teams, with the exception of maybe the backup to the backup to the backup kicker right now, we'll see how that goes, they've been good. The offense is a problem. So during the course of the season, we're sitting here going, what could prevent the Patriots from winning the whole thing? Now, we all know that Belichick has a mastery of being able to fix it. But until he fixes it, though, Dave, we're going to talk about it. Because why would we waste any time talking about
Band-Aid there, dude? We're still 9-1.
I know, bro. But why don't we do this? Why don't we just talk about them for the entire season? Because their record is really good, and then I'll meet you in the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about it then, right?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Good talking to you. Thanks, dude.
Thanks for
all right.
Taking me.
See you, Dave.
Imagination.
Peter's in a car. Hello, Peter.
Hey there.
Hello.
So, you guys.
Yo.
The poll that you ran, and it's, you know, it's kind of a, it's a media event in the sense that, it's a drama that the same people are not voting every time. The people are pro Antonio when it's good, they vote, and then when they're locked out and the anti AB guys,
it's a good point.
Vote, they vote. It's called the tyranny of the majority.
The what?
The who's out of the
tyranny
what?
Of the what?
Tyranny of the majority. It's a tyranny reference to the tyranny. Yeah, like the majority always wins. That's right. Like the way democracy was built, but
yes.
Our founders said, be careful, right. Be careful, because the majority's not always right.
I remember that, because I was around for the founders. But I would say this, Lou, we do have to wait for the Western precincts to check in. Have we heard from Holyoke yet? We have not heard from them yet. So the Western, because we're out in Springfield, we have to wait for the Western.
So when people call up complaining about the Pats, there are actually people out there that aren't complaining, they just don't call in?
I'm not smart enough to understand what you said.
Huh. That's weird.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. You just kind of, this is going to be like the Monday Night Football, the long, big, giant pause. Can we get some assistance on the ruling of this? Amen? No? Anybody? Anybody, please?
This hour being sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. We're back to your phone calls right here on OMF coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yo, Gronk, what's up, my man? I've been working on the most genius game plan ever. My ship. Forget about that ship. I'm talking about the ship. Did I hear ship? Did someone say championship?
This again.
No. We are not talking about SBLIV. We are talking about getting LIT. That's right, buddy. Drink up. Sippy, sip, sip. Bro, you have so much left in the tank. We need you back on the field this season, fighting for another ring.
That was Gronk today at 9:00, and he teased people yesterday, and some people fell for it like idiots and said, Gronk could be coming back. Instead, he did this stupid little video where he's got the angel, the devil, he's sitting on the couch, and one of them is in football outfit, the other one is party Gronk.
Confused.
In the end, he's not coming back. Instead, he's going to party. He's going to have a big party down at the Super Bowl in Miami. And the whole thing was just a complete joke. People are falling for it, and people are not happy. No, they shouldn't be happy.
You have to be tired of it at this point.
So this guy I love. I want to hire this guy next time I go into the Registry of Motor Vehicles. But this is your typical, and he's great at it, angry Patriots fan that obviously thought there was a chance Gronk was coming back.
So Gronkowski's big announcement is that he's hosting a Super Bowl party a day before the Super Bowl down in Miami. It's going to be at Gronk Beach. Gronk Beach is the party of the Super Bowl. It's on the beach, and it's Gronk's party, so it's Gronk's Beach.
Love this game.
That's the big announcement. Yeah. Yay. Woo. Gronk Beach. Woo. Big announcement. I'm so excited, Gronk. Let me tell you, because I didn't think that's what it was going to be. I thought you were coming back to play for us. But no, it's Gronk Beach, the big party. Oh, let's go crazy. Are you serious, bro? Giving us all this fake hope over a beach party? Gronkowski, you're a piece of shit. He knew what he was doing. Someone has to say it. How much are the tickets? $500? What is he doing? He knows what he's doing. You're a piece of shit. Someone had to say it. What he's doing isn't right. It's the wrong thing.
It's a baby f***ing wheel, man.
Sounds like that guy.
I know.
Sounds like the baby guy. Wheel guy. It's the same guy.
You know what?
That is the Boston.
Yeah.
Sounds like Chuck.
Sorry, but that's
prototypical
how people feel.
Boston guy. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Like, yeah. You're his fan base, right? Yeah. So he wants attention. So what does he do? He trolls you.
Yeah.
He gives you a little bit of hope. Yeah. It'd be different if you were fine at the tight end position, but you're not. You're watching this offense suck on a weekly basis, right? Not get the job done. And here's this guy just throwing it out there. Whether you bought it or not.
I love it.
Still, it's like, dude, let it go. He's using the Patriot fan base. He's not out there doing this to people out in Cleveland or Cincinnati or Baltimore or Miami. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Gronk. But here, people are like, I'll tune in. And he's using you. His marketing department, himself, he's using you to get excited, to get more publicity to his events.
So the guy that was on the video, a.k.a. Killer Kev, joins us live on the phone line with us. Hey, Killer Kev, have you calmed down? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So were you
just need to get it out. Listen, I understand completely when it comes to that kind of stuff. You need to get it out, right, to feel good about, better about yourself now.
Yeah.
Nice. Feels real good.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Last night, I went to bed super excited. I could barely fall asleep of how excited I was, right? I was like a little kid on the first day of school. And I wake up this morning to this BS news, right? I was pissed off because I had climbed up in my attic and I looked through the box to find Gronk's jersey. It was already dusted up. I was getting ready to put it in the washing machine. That's how excited I was. And then this morning, he came out with this party in Miami thing. Oh, come down to Miami for my party. $500 tickets, $900 tickets, open bar. You think I give a damn about that? You think I care about that? The only reason I'm not that upset right now is because his brother, Chris Gronkowski, seen the video, and he gave me a follow on Instagram.
That's all it took.
Maybe he'll get me a free ticket or something. Maybe I think I'm deserve.
You deserve something. Now. Killer Kev, you deserve something.
The problem is, see, this is their way of controlling you.
Ooh.
This is their way of controlling the story. See, they give you an app mention, they give you a ticket. Hey, listen, don't let the word spread, okay? You keep this under your hat.
You want to ride on
need
our
other
bus?
People. Yeah. You're going to get a ride on the bus, and they're going to be sucked into it, and you will never hear from you again.
I play them like they play me, baby. I play my role.
All right, Killer Kev, good luck.
Kev,
that video
well
was hilarious. It was hilarious.
That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
The whale guy was awesome, too. That's
real emotion, though. That's real emotion. Yeah. So the whole tease, the whole I got something cooking at 9 a.m., that whole tease, I was actually surprised. I did not think people would actually fall for it.
I thought
they knew better.
I did.
Because it's not newsflash.
But you know what it is?
Hold on. It's not the first time he's done this. He's used it before.
Fitzy wasn't on this morning, was he?
No, he was not.
Okay, I wonder if Fitzy bought into it.
It's on the beach, and it's Gronk's party, so it's Gronk's beach.
I'd be concerned about Fitzy getting in front of
it. Remember when he said to Greg Hill, like, I just kind of play along because even if I say I'm not coming back, people don't believe me?
Yeah.
But it's more than that.
Him.
But
he's doing this low.
We'll go back. He talked to ESPN. He had the article. Reese has it up there where he says, listen, I'm 30. It's still in the back of my mind. I could take a year off. I don't know, maybe two. He still follows the game. His body feels good. So he's still, like, kind of floating the idea out there that he could come back, right? And he teased everybody this year, or whatever you want to say. And he's also already kind of talking about possibly coming back next year or the year after. And it's what every single venture that he's involved in right now, he needs Patriot fans.
No, you're right. It's simple, though.
To keep teasing you and playing with your minds. The best thing the Patriots could do is draft a tight end in the first round and sign a free agent, and then it would be over.
Well, they're going to have to, I think.
They're
going
to have to. But I'm just saying, but it would be over for him.
Yeah.
There's this whole saying.
What's he going to do then?
There's this old saying, I don't know if you guys have heard it before, but I think this is the way Patriot fans, to your point, The best way to get over a man is to get under another one. That's yes. what, I've heard a lot of women say that before. I've heard a lot of women say that before. Women, I've heard a lot of women say that the best way to get over a man is to get under another one.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, I mean, I'm just using his analogy as
like a Dutch oven?
Well, yeah, like a Dutch oven. No, not like a Dutch oven, but that is the reality. So if you had somebody else, a new shiny toy that was a little bit younger,
just as fast,
maybe he's not as funny, but maybe he's real handsome. And maybe he's like a big version of Amendola.
He sure can't cook.
Maybe he's Julian Edelman without the beard and the squinty eyes and the hard-o talk. That whole thing. Maybe he's that guy.
Tell me about that play again, the flea flicker, that pass, Christian. Break it down.
What happened was we practiced this play. They called it. We executed it. Then we scored a touchdown. you got any more questions? You look pretty good. What are you doing today? Are you going anywhere? What's up? Should I shave my beard? Should I keep it?
They should play. They should play your Edelman impersonation on Friday. Craig should play that. Well, see, get Jules' reaction.
He'll be stalking me. I need to make sure I have my, you know, good, the bad, and the ugly music in the background.
But Lou's right, though. You should be, people can be pissed at him. They should be pissed at him. He's playing with them. But he goes on Greg's show and he says, well, if I say no, you know, people are still going to say it. No, you're the one saying it wrong. You're the one that's keeping the door open. That's what he's doing. He could say no and not include it in any of these commercial endorsements that he's doing right now. Could he not?
Sure.
I'm retired, and guess what? I'm the best partier in the world. When I'm retired, I'm even a better partier. He could have done. He didn't want to do that
on
because
his taxes,
he knows.
Does it say professional party goer guy?
And dancer. Oh, and dancer.
No, but even in the, you know, you heard the whole announcement. You know, they need you back on the field. Yeah, but not on this field. I'm going to win another championship, but not that championship.
Yeah, but Lou, he didn't write that.
I understand that. Yeah. So they're still playing on all of it.
Right.
You know.
No, they're using that.
They want you to think.
Use is the right
he's
word.
He's announcing something. You know, they want you to believe because they need the attention.
Bait and switch.
But, you know, once you get to the point where, like, you know, if they actually go and actually acquire a tight end, and draft a tight end, people then be like, oh, we're good at tight end.
And that's the problem.
We're good.
But if they had one right now, I don't think anybody would be concerned about it, and they'd probably like the idea that Gronk is playing around with it. The fact that the offense is hurting, and the one thing that they could use right now is Gronk, and he's teasing people, I might come back and help you win another Super Bowl. It's pissing guys off like the last guy we took, Killer Kev. And he's not
Who's
alone.
Now
we got a lot
free
of phone
tickets
calls.
To the Gronk Beach.
Yeah, there he goes. Pretty good, huh?
We didn't know what he was doing. It has someone else to say it.
Somebody had to say it.
I'm sorry, but someone's got to say it.
It's great, when people, it's great when people stand up for mankind like that. Somebody's got to do it.
It sucks because you know, it's Rob Gronkowski, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not like Rob Gronkowski?
You got to like him.
It's just that, you know, I think most fans look at and say, yeah, I like you when you're on the Patriots. Afterwards, I'll follow you and hope you do well. But
and put that 87 back on.
Yeah, whatever.
We like that. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in a car next up here on OMF. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Great show. How you doing?
Good, Tony.
Hey, listen. First of all, the caller that I called in earlier about Tom Brady being overrated is just absolutely ridiculous,
first of all. Albert.
Absolutely.
Don't let him get
it. Don't listen to Albert. Yeah. We don't. None of us do.
You know,
said
you know,
he was smart.
Quarterback. A quarterback can certainly lose a game for you. He may not win it by himself, but he can certainly lose it. And Tom Brady's not going to lose it for us. Secondly, Antonio Brown. We need Antonio Brown back. And I have a theory. I think he was hanging out with Kanye West over the weekend.
Ooh.
And I think he might have found God.
Yes.
Maybe he's changing. But we definitely need him back, guys.
Kanye West gets possible. It.
All right. See, Kanye now, he's like evangelical. Can we
put something on each name that says, as far as energy level, like what they're at when they
Oh, it's a good idea. Should we do it 1 through 5, like a 1 through 5 scale?
Yeah, I think, Amy, can you do that? It's so 5,
so,
high energy.
So 5 would be, Killer Kev would be 5.
Yes.
And
that would be a 1.
Guy, Tony would be
definitely 1.
A 1.
7!
Let's see. I'm gonna
Here's Brian in a car. Brian, let's see what Brian's got. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Not
5.
Bad.
How are you?
Okay.
5
Good.
Right off the
like
bat.
Brian,
I can tell right away.
Yep.
Listen, first of all, Antonio Brown has to come back. He's got to come back.
I agree.
No doubt about it. Number two, right before the end of the draft.
About it.
Do you remember the calls we took 8 weeks ago?
Hey,
unbelievable.
Lou agree with me on this about the offensive line. They stink.
Yeah.
Just think if Tom Brady had 3 or 4 seconds to throw the ball, these receivers would be able to run their routes. They'd be open. The offensive line stinks. And Gronk, he's a piece of you-know-what. I won't say it.
See you guys.
So now this guy loves AB and hates Gronk.
What a country.
I would go that far. But one is closer to playing with the Patriots than the other.
No. What's the matter? We have a number system. Go to one. We have a number system now. We have a number system.
Wait a minute.
We have a number system.
Suppose when they screen the call, the guy's a one. But then it's a rehearsal. Well, when he gets on the main stage,
listen,
he burst out with a five performance.
I don't want to go all Brady on you, but it's all about trust.
You told me one was bad.
What's the number system? Is it
five is energy high level.
Christian's
one is
reinventing talk radio
degenerate.
Right now.
Oh, yeah,
let's see if Eamon's right.
Here's Zeph.
Zeph, you're a five.
Zeph, I've never known a Zeph before. Zeph's in Providence. Zeph.
Hey guys, you guys have an awesome show. I listen to you guys in the morning and after work every day. So I just want to touch up on the quick couple things here. So the whole Tom Brady thing, I agree with the last guy. Yeah, that guy is a little crazy. Because, you know, my thing is like, you're so great at one point, there's only one way you can go. You can only go down at that point, right? Mm. So just a little bit of struggle that we see. Everyone's going to go bananas. You know, the sky is falling in New England. If we lose one game, it usually goes like that year to year. Now, the main thing I wanted to talk about was the Gronk, the smooth operator that he just pulled on all of New England today. I was listening to you guys talk about how we all should have expected it, which I did expect that it was going to be some baloney crap that he was going to put on all of us. I thought it would be one of his CBD products or something like that. All of a sudden, this guy comes out and says, come to my party. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
But wasn't the next question, how much is it? But the next question was how much? I mean, you're hearing, oh, man. Okay, but how can I get in? Diapers.
Send us out, though. Send us out, you know? I mean, you did us dirty a little bit today, you know, but I still love you lots.
There you go. Well, all right, Jeff.
I think it's actually $150.
$149, yeah.
$149.
But then there's like VIP stuff.
Food and open bar, I believe. And then there's VIP is like $750.
Yeah. And by the way, for a Super Bowl party, that's cheap. I can tell you that's cheap. Super Bowl parties. We've seen Super Bowl parties for $1,200, $15,000, $2,500. We've seen them, right? So this is a fairly cheap party. Now, I don't know where it's probably going to be at a place.
There's no such thing at the Super Bowl.
A million. What's the?
There's no such thing as a cheap party at the Super Bowl.
That's the point. This is cheap compared to the.
No, there's no. There's a catch. I guarantee there's some sort of catch.
So what is the catch?
Hey, well, you need a wristband to get in. Okay, well, isn't that the entry fee? No, you have to buy the wristband. But it's going to be something
wristband
like the,
so you going to be something like the
airlines. So it's going to be something. Yeah, it's going to be something like the airlines. Like the airlines screw you, right? You get there and then you got to pay for the bag.
How much did you pay for your
and
ticket?
And it's food. And it's this. And I want extra legroom. Well, it's going to be another $100. That's what it's going to be like.
Sippy sip sip, bro.
So you think Gronk is running a scam here?
No. I see the promoters. Are all
no, blame it on the promoters. Gronk's name's all over it.
Okay.
You I think didn't see the promoters there doing the video. That was Gronk.
Did the promoters ever do it?
You want a seat?
Who wants a seat?
No, I'm just saying you walk in and they say, oh, you want a table?
Yeah. Oh
table's $1,500.
Oh, you want
to get you
want
a bottle of vodka.
You want bottle service? Oh, so you want a good looking girls or just okay looking girls? Because the good looking girls is an extra grand.
You want the cool kid side?
Yeah.
Or the other side?
Do you want the middle aged white guys in khakis that are from Wisconsin? Or do you want the hardcore Miami
thug-like
guys?
Do you want a premium tequila or the one we just made in the back room about a half an hour ago?
Gronk's kid, you know that's what's next. Gronk tequila. He's gonna come up with his own alcohol.
There's something. You might be right.
He's coming up with
They might be right. There might
you
be
like
a catch.
Like getting wasted like me.
There might be a
Woo!
Catch. Yeah.
Drink my tequila.
L-I-T
Gronk lit. Tequila.
All right, last call. It's coming up next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
Oh, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go.
Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. We were talking about Booger McFarland earlier in the program. Not great at what he does as an analyst on the games. Usually the quarterbacks, I think, are a lot better.
Yeah.
Tight ends used to be pretty good, but they get destroyed with the last guy on there.
Jason Witt, ruined it for all of us.
Never have another opportunity. But I've heard very few people be critical of Tony Romo. You
Romo's
like Tony
always
Romo,
right. Right.
I like Tony.
Yeah, I like Tony Romo. You like Tony,
I do.
Tony Romo? We all do, right? Chris Russo on Sirius XM Radio apparently thinks that Tony Romo talks too much for him.
You know, he's on top of the sequence, and, you know, he's even at the last play of the game when the punter didn't catch the ball, he messed up. Poor Nance. Never gets a chance to do anything. Hour upon hour, every play broken down for 30 seconds. I just don't need it. And Tony just does not shut up with the games. On and on. I mean, all right, Tony, this guy goes here, he runs here, look at this. They're going to run this play now, Jim. Jim, they're going to run offside tackle. I promise you. They're going to run this tight end here. He's going to go there. I mean, oh, my God. Tony, please, let the game breathe just a little. I can't take it with Romo. He's won 2 playoff games in his life, Tony, and he's not Arnold Palmer on the golf course. That's another thing.
Oh, you want to throw that
pretty
in.
Good. He's pretty good on the golf course.
Shots at
pretty
him good now.
It's amazing. My friend Chris Russo is ripping somebody for talking too much. God damn it! Because what does Chris do?
Hey, I mean, you know,
nothing wrong with it, Chris. And, you know, some
that's
of my
when
best
you know
friends
you've
talk
made
too
it
much.
When people start, you know, no, you're good. Now people no are going to try to break you down.
Wow.
And right? It's not Gail Gillingham. And it's not Fuzzy Zetter. And it's not Jim Ringo. What in there?
So there's a difference between a guy that talks on the air and says absolutely nothing. Tony Romo, when he talks, mostly he gives you stuff that you're sitting there going, oh, my God.
That's good.
Good stuff.
I like him. I feel stuff like I'm part of the game. It's and I'm not a huge fan of any of them. I know it's either him or Chris Collinsworth, and even Collinsworth is kind of like, meh.
So I know you can relate to this, Mr. Fourier, because you do this every once in a while. Uh-oh. The difference is you do it in the studio, and
oh, it's, I just
it's,
farted.
It's, yes, oh, and it's radio, and sometimes
I do it a lot, apparently
you don't pick it up,
and you smell.
Yes, Eric, I know.
Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, who ran in the presidential election and then bowed out a few months ago because he was going absolutely nowhere with it, is on MSNBC with Chris Matthews, obviously talking about the impeachment process or whatever. And he cut one.
Real quick, though, there's a lot of discussion, right, whether this guy did it or not, whatever. But you can actually hear him almost pause. You can actually almost hear him, like, lean to the left.
So you're an expert, Lou. Is that the giveaway? Is that where you tell when somebody's doing
it? It just sounds like he's just pauses, and it's just there.
Week, who were on the phone listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Oh, yeah.
Cheat.
Oh, no, you're right. Now, Lou's right. Now that he mentions
an election.
It.
To help him cheat an election.
Why did you say cheat an election?
It does sound like he actually turned to a side to be able to release it, because you got to do that.
You don't need to pause after the word cheat, right? You don't need to pause after
impressive
cheat. It's just cheat and an election.
Yeah. Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
What is it?
That was good.
See, Eric Swalwell made a mistake here. He waited until he was out of the race to fart on MSNBC.
Now
if he
like
had
him
done it in one of those presidential debates where we had like 20 people on stage, he would have stood out. The next day, people would have been talking about him, right? And instead, he does it on MSNBC when nobody gives a rat's ass about him anymore.
It's uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
So, Mutt, what do you think? Is that
they both farted.
Yeah,
they both farted. We do it on the air all the time. I do it more than anybody else. I have to turn the mic off. I do. I'm just smart enough.
I would say Lou is
Francesca's not smart enough to
lose the
shut
champion
the mic off.
Lou's the champion on this show. I'd have to give him,
see,
I have to give you the
well
trophy.
I've cleared it up before.
You do just the opposite. I do it, and I try to see if the mics will pick it up.
I heard like, one the other day.
I like to hide
like,
them.
Like if there was like a lot of silence and all of a sudden.
Can I just say that to that point? Like, I didn't make a big deal of it, but yesterday you absolutely did down at Gillette.
Did you hear it?
It was loud, and you actually looked at Tyler to see if he heard
like
it.
He's proud of it.
And looked around.
Did you hear it?
And I absolutely did.
Well, there was one day where you actively got upset with Lou for it.
I know.
Because having worked with Lou, it happens, and you sort of move past it. You were stuck on it
like,
for me for a while.
Because it was like entire really segment. It was like really bad.
Well,
it was like somebody
gas mask bad.
Disgustingly
guys
bad.
Not proud
guys
of it
being guys.
And then,
not proud
I know,
of it.
But you know, when it gets to
this
that
guy
level.
Two
like,
thumbs. This guy.
So bad.
Are you saying women can't do that much?
I've
never heard a woman fart. My wife doesn't fart. I don't think she goes, nope, doesn't do it.
Women don't.
It's a combination of snoring and smelling.
Smelly, farting, snory
Have you
Lou
put your mouthpiece out in yet?
No,
for your
I'm
wife?
Not. No,
I'll think
I'm
about
not.
It. Worst. No. Give me a minute, honey.
I'll think about
Give
it.
Give me a minute.
All right, maybe so later. It's Tuesday. Who is our Tuesday special
Who cares?
Guest?
He'll come in at 8 o'clock. Oh, I'm ready to go to battle with the callers. These callers, your callers today, are the biggest morons.
What are you talking about?
My God.
What are you talking about?
They're pro Antonio Brown and yes. anti Rob Gronkowski. I mean, honestly. Honestly. They're not, yeah. Now they like Antonio Brown, and they don't like the greatest tight end of all time. I need a hard hat because I'm going to battle at 6 o'clock.
Did you hear those polls?
I retweeted it. It's ridiculous. You people are moronic. This guy gave his blood, sweat, and tears, broke his arm, had a huge bruise, was crying after the Super Bowl because he can't even sleep that night. And now it's like, oh, Gronk, go away. But we want AB back.
Yeah.
These people are insane.
Well, one's got a better chance.
Hard hats on. Load up the phone calls. Let's go. You people are morons. Right. I'll explain it at 6 o'clock.
There you go.
Or 6:05.
It's 6:05.
Whatever. Break it up.
If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program in the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text app to 37937. Mutt at Night is coming up next, and he's pissed. And tomorrow we got Teddy Bruschi.
Nice.
This will be interesting because he was not happy about AB the last time.
Well, I still don't think he wants him.
We're going to find out tomorrow. We'll catch you then. We're out of here.
Over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.